Welcome to the EMAS Menopause in the Workplace podcast, a special series celebrating World Menopause and Work Day, held every year on September 7. This Global Awareness Day was launched by the European Menopause and Andropause Society in 2021, following the publication of our Global Consensus Recommendations on Menopause in the Workplace, to spark conversation and action around an issue that affects millions, yet is still too often overlooked. I'm Professor Petra Stute, President of EMAS. And here's what we know. Menopause impacts work, and work impacts menopause. But too often, no one's talking about it. In this episode, Menopause in the Workplace, a Social Science Perspective, we hear from Professor Isabel Zinn, a social scientist at the Bern University of Applied Science Business School. Her research explores how gender and aging shape experiences at work. Drawing from the Swiss HOGG project, she helps us rethink menopause as a workplace issue and reminds us what we can learn by simply paying closer attention to people at work.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm really happy to be recording this podcast for World Menopause and Work Day. My name is Isabel Zinn, and I'm a professor for diversity, equity, and inclusion and the transformation of work at the University of Applied Sciences Bern in Switzerland. I'm speaking today on behalf of the HOG project. That's actually short for Health and Aging at Work, a study of menopause in Switzerland. This project is supported by the Swiss National Science Foundation, and we are co-leading it together with Professor Nikki Lefebvre from the University of Lausanne and two brilliant postdoctoral researchers. In this episode, I'll talk about some of the challenges of menopause at work, looking at them from a social science perspective, more particularly from the sociology of work and gender studies, with a focus on how menopause shapes gendered aging at work. So, what is HOG about? At its heart, the project looks at menopause as a gender dimension of aging at work. We want to know, how does it shape women's career opportunities and employment patterns in mid and later life? To answer this, we're using a mix of methods. On the one hand, we're conducting biographical interviews with women in different jobs and organizations. On the other, we will launch a large online survey in these different organizations. Together, this should help us map how women experience the menopause transition at work and how actually organizations and HR professionals and managers could respond to it. Why do we think this research matters? Well, one reason is demographics. We know that the workforce is aging. More and more people, thus over 50, are still in employment, and this is especially true for women. So today, most women go through menopause while still working. At the same time, in Switzerland, as in many other countries, policy measures are pushing to extend working lives. For example, the recent pension reform raised women's retirement age. The idea is to address labor shortages. But simply raising the pension age doesn't guarantee that workplaces are actually supportive of healthy aging, especially for women. And there's another issue here, something we call the gender pension gap. Women retire with much lower pensions than men, partly because they take on so much more unpaid housework and care work during their entire lives. Despite all this, menopause is still a taboo. It's rarely discussed in workplaces and research is still very limited. So that's why we feel the HOG project is so important. To understand the silence around menopause at work, so this taboo, we need to talk about the ideal worker norm. Organizations are often built around this figure of the ideal worker, so someone who is always available, never distracted, and who doesn't have to deal with the three M's, menstruation, maternity, or menopause. This figure is supposed to be neutral, but in reality, it's based on masculinized career and life paths. So our first findings show that compared to this ideal, any signs of aging, emotions, or actually just bodily needs are seen as interruptions or disturbances. That makes it very difficult to adapt workplaces to the realities of women's lives. And it also means that older women in particular risk being stigmatized if their bodies show signs of aging, including menopause. So what are the interviews telling us? In many of the interviews, women describe how they have internalized negative stereotypes about menopause. They see it as a sign of decline or as something that makes them less of an ideal worker. If workplaces want to be truly inclusive, this has to change. Women need spaces where they feel comfortable talking about what they're going through without fear of discrimination or exclusion. What really matters here is this. When organizations make space for these conversations, it's not only women going through menopause who benefit. It actually creates a more respectful climate for everyone who doesn't quite fit this ideal worker mold. And that actually includes a lot of people. So what do we take from this? First, menopause needs to be recognized as both an occupational health issue and a gender equality issue. By better understanding women's experiences, we can improve their career opportunities and their chances to age well at work. Second, menopause is also a window into broader questions of gendered aging and inequalities. Tackling it means tackling the way organizations are structured and how they define what a good worker looks like. And finally, if we move beyond the idea that health and well-being are individual responsibilities, we can start to build workplaces that are more inclusive, supportive, and fair for everyone. So together we can break the silence around menopause at work and open the door to healthier workplaces for all.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a colleague, a friend, or someone in your workplace who might need to hear it. To discover more about menopause at work and how to take action, visit emas-online.org and explore our resources, events, and education tools. Let's keep the conversation going.